More than 300 students attending the University of Arkansas Fort Smith had the option to receive the COVID-19 vaccine Monday. A vaccination clinic was hosted on campus thanks to a partnership between Coleman Pharmacy and the UAFS College of Health Sciences. In addition to students, health sciences faculty, instructors, and support staff who have not been vaccinated at regional hospitals and clinics were also eligible to be immunized. To hear how the clinic was received and if the college has plans to organize additional clinics in the future, yesterday I spoke with Lynn Korvick, interim dean of the UAFS College of Health Sciences, and dental hygiene student Yuliana Stasev.
It was a joint agreement between UAFS and Coleman Pharmacy. And Coleman agreed to come in and do an immunization clinic for all of those who are in the 1A level of being approved by the state. And after doing just a wee bit of investigation, we learned that all healthcare, everybody in healthcare, be it students, staff, support, are in level 1A. At which point I said to Coleman Pharmacy, when I was there, it's kind of like, well, I want to get all my students vaccinated. And so they offered to come and do the clinic very spontaneously. They just offered, rather than having, 300 students come in and hang out at their pharmacy, with all that traffic, we could have a contained, secure, socially distant environment here at the College of Health Science. So at 12 o'clock, a team of two pharmacists, a tech, and a student came. And they brought all of their equipment, and all provided by the state. And we were able to process just over 100 vaccines yesterday for our students.
Wow.
So that was extremely exciting for us. While maintaining social distancing, we kept all groups under 10, we followed every single guideline in order to be able to provide this clinic to our students.
And Yuli, were you one of the students that got a vaccine?
Yes, I did.
And why did you decide to go ahead and get a vaccine? That's been kind of an interesting question that's been popping up, is that now that there is a vaccine, the question is, do you want it? And so as someone who has received it now, why was it important to you to get vaccinated?
Well, as a dental hygiene student, I've learned that dental hygienists and dentists in general are at high risk of getting COVID. Since we work in the mouth, there's aerosols all the time. And so it was really important for me to be able to protect myself. And then I've had COVID now, and so I didn't want to risk getting that again, even if I did have the antibodies.
How long ago did you have COVID, and what was that experience like for you?
It was over Thanksgiving. I had to miss my family's Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
It was like a horrible headache all the way down my spine. It even hurt for my eyes to just move them, and I was really fatigued.
So how are you feeling, I guess to both of you, how are you feeling now having been vaccinated? There has been some reports of side effects, fatigue or mild things, irritation around the injection site. How are you guys feeling?
Since having it yesterday, I feel fine. The injection site is pretty painful right now, but I kind of worked it out a little bit this morning. And once I got the blood flowing, I don't really feel it anymore.
And that's pretty standard with vaccines in general. They kind of tell you to move your arm around because it gets sore.
Right. I actually had mine a week ago and had sore arm, just like a flu vaccine, and nothing since. And it was two days of a sore arm. So, and absolutely nothing since. And last I knew, I couldn't find any extra limbs.
Well, that's good. You can let us know if you do, but I'm glad to hear that so
far. That's right. I look every morning,
Well, we will keep our fingers crossed that you continue to have the appropriate amount of limbs.
Yeah.
When do you plan on having a or hosting a second round of vaccinations? Are you planning on hosting a second clinic for students?
Yes.
Staff.
The follow-up is in 3 weeks. So that'll be on February 1st. We are in the process right now, actually, of getting together the list of all the everybody who participated yesterday, sending out a campaign and having them sign up for their injections. In addition to, for their second injection, in addition to that, anybody who didn't receive them initially but wanted a vaccine is certainly welcome to participate. And so we will be making appointments for them. If we get enough first vaccines at the second appointment, then we will go ahead and run a third clinic. If it's just a handful, then they can go to Coleman just down the street from around the corner from us, literally. But if we have enough, Coleman is very willing to come back and do a second round for those who participated in the second vaccine clinic that is scheduled for February 1st.
So if a student or a staff member within the health department at your school goes to Coleman to get a vaccine, is there any sort of proof of identification or something that they need to present? Okay.
Yes, yes. If it is a staff member, you have to present your university ID, and they will verify with me that they are indeed a staff member. So nobody can just walk in. When I got my injection, I had to show them my Arkansas nursing license. I had to demonstrate my proof of licensure. So with regard to students, if we end up having students that have to go over there, we will provide a list of those students who need their second vaccine. And we will take the responsibility, and then they'll take their university ID so they can match those up.
And is there a charge for the vaccine?
If you have insurance, they are billing insurance for the vaccine. And if a student is uninsured, the federal government pays for the vaccine.
And ultimately, how many students and staff qualify in this first round of vaccinations for being a healthcare student or faculty?
About 350. It's just a smidge over, but it's around 350 that qualify for the first round. You know, we certainly want to get as many vaccinated as possible.
I'm excited that I was able to get it. I'm thrilled that the university even offered it for us. So I'm really grateful.
You know, it was just, I mean, to get it organized in 1 week and to do it on the first day of school, people might call me crazy, but you know, we did it. That's all I can say is we had full support of everybody, you know, from the people who had to make the appointments through our Navigate system, from senior staff, from the Dean of Students. Rachel has been huge in getting us coordinated and get the information out there. So it's just been a huge effort on the first day of school. But my belief was, you know, we are sending students out into the community to provide health care. And the sooner that they can get vaccinated, the better off that they're going to be and the sooner that we can protect them. So in my mind's eye, it had to be the first day of school so we can protect our students every way that I can, you know, that I can organize. So I'm thrilled.
Well, congratulations on the success of your first clinic and best of luck with the rest of the rollout for the vaccine.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Lynn Korvick, Interim Dean of the UAFS College of Health Sciences and dental hygiene student Yuli Stasiv. I spoke with them via Zoom yesterday. For more information on upcoming clinics, Korvick says you can contact the College of Health Sciences by sending an email to healthsciences@uafs.edu or by calling 479-788-7283.